I really don't want to do this lesson. I'm as serious as I can be. I nearly was sick to my stomach. I ate supper with our friends at Reno's and started reading over my study notes, and my stomach's quite tenuous even now, so if I exit quickly, you'll just have to forgive me and I'll come back and finish things. But I'm praying that the Lord helps me to do it. Chapter 5. Islam is a male sex cult. As Islam infiltrates American culture, we can expect the spread of a new debauched sexual perversions. One writer stated this: sex is the primary objective with the Muslim culture. I want you to read that again. This wasn't me. This is a writer who had been a Muslim and left Muslim. He didn't turn Christian. He just left Islam. Sex is the primary objective with the Muslim culture. I put about 70 hours in preparing the notes for this, studying and reading, and I would agree with that statement. And I've studied some of Islam before, but gone deeper into it. They have a debauched primal objective, and this debauched primal objective was at the root of Muhammad's own behaviors. Now, some of you will know who H.G. Wells is. H.G. Wells tells of Muhammad marrying his young cousin Zinab to his adopted son Zaid. Now, watch this. Afterward, Muhammad married Zainab. It says, after Zaid had accomplished his sexual want with her, he married her. And the Quran gave him cover. You know, supposedly the Quran was from the angel Gabriel. It's from the pit of hell. And here's, it says, if you look it up, Allah was very kind to cover Muhammad by indicating that this incestuous wife swapping actually showed the will of Allah for the Muslim followers. Another sexual perversion practiced by Islamic men was established by Muhammad when he took 6-year-old Aisha to be his wife. You saw the illustration up here. She's 6 years old. We read in Bukhari 7:62-88, the Prophet wrote the marriage contract with Aisha while she was 6 years old and consummated his marriage. Do you know her sister? I don't want to say the name on tape. Do you know her sister? That would be how old. Okay. Consummated his marriage with her while she was 9 years old, and she remained with him for 9 years till his death. But there's more. According to an official fatwa issued in Saudi Arabia, the Prophet Muhammad began to practice thighing, there's a word missing, with his child bride Aisha when she was 6 years old until she reached 9 years of age. Thighing was undressing her and putting his male sex organ between her thighs until he was satisfied. Thighing of children, and I want you to see this, lest you think that was ancient history, okay? Thighing of children is practiced in many Arab Muslim countries today, notably Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Iran, in the Gulf countries. These are notoriously known for their evil practices. There are many more such evil practices. And I give you all, if you were doing Islamic research, these are the Islamic names. I'm going to read the American names because I can't even pronounce any of that stuff. The first one is thying, and that was a pleasure of sexual contact with her thighs. Then the next one is pleasure of sexual contact between her breasts. Then there's a pleasure of sexual contact with a baby. Then there's a pleasure of sexual contact with, you can read the rest of that. And this, unless you think I'm bizarre or something, was reported by a Baha'i women's rights activist, and it gives her name there. These are all different styles practiced on a child by placing the male organ in different parts of the child's body for sexual pleasure. Still practiced today. Sexual slavery. Islam neither ignores nor condemns slavery. In fact, a large part of the Sharia, that's Sharia law, is dedicated to the practice of sexual slavery. That's why Islam is a sex cult religion. Muslims are encouraged. We're on page 2. I don't know whatever the page number of the stuff is today. Muslims are encouraged to live in the way Muhammad lived, who was a slave owner and a slave trader. He captured slaves in battle. He had sex with his slaves. He instructed his men to do the same. Now look at this. And the Quran is spelled several different ways, and this is a quote, so that's why it's spelled Quran here. The Quran actually devotes more verses to making sure that Muslim men know how they can keep women as sex slaves than it does to telling them to pray 5 times a day. What do you think about that? And here is what we have in the Quran. See, they're not going to tell you these things. Satan transforms himself as an angel of light, friends. And they're not going to uplift and talk to you about these things. But Quran 33:50, O Prophet, we have made lawful to thee thy wives to whom thou hast paid their dowries. And those slaves whom thy right hand possesses, out of the prisoners of war whom Allah has assigned unto thee. This is one of several personal sounding verses from Allah narrated by Muhammad. In this case, allowing virtually unlimited supply of sexual partners. Other Muslims are restricted to 4 wives, but they may also have sex with any number of slaves, following the example of their prophet. You can marry a woman for a temporary time and pay her and then have your way with her and then divorce her for a short period, a long period. Quran 23:5-6. Who abstains from sex except with those joined to him in the marriage bond or the captives whom their right hand possesses. Anybody you take captive, do whatever you want with them. Now, this verse permits slave owners to have sex with his slave. Now, the Quran's a small book, so to speak, and so if Allah used valuable space to repeat the same point 4 times, sexual slavery must be very important to him. Quran 4:24, and all married women are forbidden unto you. You can't have somebody else's wife. Save or accept those captives whom your right hand possesses. Even sex with married slaves is permissible. Quran 8:69. But now enjoy what you took in war, lawful and good. The reference to war booty, of which slaves were a part. The Muslim's slave master may enjoy his catch, because according to verse 71, that was 69, 71 says, Allah gave you mastery over them. You can do what you want. Quran 24:32. And marry those among you who are single, and those who are fit among your male slaves and your female slaves. Breeding slaves is based on fitness. The Quran 2:173, O ye who believe, retaliation is prescribed for you in the matter of murder, free men for free men, slave for slave, female for female. This is a little bit different twist, but the message of this verse, which prescribes the rules for retaliation for murder, is that all humans are not created equal. The human life for a slave is less than the free person, and a woman's worth is distinguished from that of a man. Actually, a woman's worth is about half of that, is half of that of a man. Quran 16:75. Allah sets forth the parable. Two men, one slave, a slave under the dominion of another. He has no power of any sort, and the other man, a man whom we have bestowed goodly favor from ourselves, and he spends thereof freely, privately and publicly, are the two equal? By no means. Praise be to Allah. Bible says there's neither male nor female, bond nor free. The ground's level at the cross, folks, in Christianity. Feel so bad for these girls who get suckered into marrying Muslim boys. They have no idea what they're getting in for. Yet another confirmation that the slave is not equal to the master is the case, in this case, is the plain teaching that slaves owe his status to Allah's will. According to 1671, the owner should be careful about insulting Allah by bestowing Allah's gifts on slaves, those whom the God of Islam is not favored. Now, I just want to the picture that you see there is a literal, actual picture. A Christian village was raided. This Christian woman was captured there, and she's off to the slave market to be sold. Slavery is very much practiced today. There is a video of the Islamic State members at one of the caliph's sex slave markets that took place and was videotaped in November of 2014. A price list was released setting the rate for a Yazidi and Christian girls between the age of, look at this, 10 and 20, they fetched the most. You could buy a Christian girl for $130 American, roughly. Women between the age of 20 and 30 were being sold for right around $86. Women between 30 and 40 were being sold for $75. And between 40 and 50 years, older women were listed for sale at $43. The price list began with these words, translation from the Arabic. In the name of Allah, most gracious and merciful, we have received news that the demand in women and cattle markets have sharply decreased, and that will affect the Islamic State revenues as well as the funding of the Mujahideen in the battlefield. We have made some changes. Below are the price for Yazidi and Christian women. I should note that a young 30-year-old Yazidi woman claimed that she had been raped by militant ISIS leaders 30 times in just a few hours. People wonder why I'm worried about Islam coming to America. I have granddaughters in 2011, and this is a literal picture of a slave girl there who had the audacity to lip off to her master without permission, and he just slugged her in the mouth. In 2011, what passes for a Muslim woman's right activist in Kuwait, one of our allies, suggested that Russian women be taken captive in battle and turned into sex slaves. Now look at this. You don't think that Islam is a male sex cult? Just look what she says. This is a female activist. She says we need to take care of our Muslim men. And so she says that the Russian women, because Russians were there and occupying, there's a lot of Russians that have stayed there. Okay? The Russian women taken captive in battle and turned into sex slaves in order to keep Muslim husbands from committing adultery. If you don't see the demon in all of this stuff, if you don't see the devil in all this stuff, then there's a major problem. I'm sure that, see, and I'll give you some stuff that I didn't want to put in print at the end of this, but the fact of the matter is that our government is covering up some of this stuff that's already taken place in the United States. They don't want it reported. After the Islamic State kidnapped and pressed into slavery thousands of Yazidi women and children in 214, the caliphate issued a fatwa of sorts on slavery, which included rules for sexually molesting children. This is the exact translation of that. It is permissible to have intercourse with a female slave who hasn't reached puberty if she is fit for intercourse. However, if she is not fit for intercourse, then it is enough to enjoy her without intercourse. The best that mainstream apologists could muster up in response to this letter was that Islam has no fixed moral position on the rape of women and children. That's the best they could come up with. In 2016, a scholar at Egypt's Al-Azhara, the most prestigious Islamic school in the Sunni world, that's the largest group of Islamic believers, stated that non-Muslim women could be captured in a time of war and become property and can be raped in order to humiliate them. A a 12-year-old girl, taken captive by the Islamic State, explained that her masters would pray before raping her. Quote, "He told me that according to Islam, he is allowed to rape an unbeliever. He said that by raping me, he is drawing closer to Allah." End quote. Other sex slaves have been forced to pray before the rape and recite passages from the Quran during. When Yazidi women begged a caliph member not to rape a little girl, he responded, "She's a slave, and having sex with her pleases God, not my God." Allah and Jehovah are not the same God. And what if a woman will not submit? Here's an example. A woman was burned alive, before everybody, by the way, by depraved Islamic State militants as she refused to take part in an extreme sex act, a United Nations official has revealed. The United Nations official went on to say, quote, "Hundreds of women have been kidnapped by jihadi fighters who send the prettiest virgins to the slave markets in the Syrian city of Raqqa, where they are sold as sex objects to the highest bidders. Many are stripped naked and forced to undergo a virginity test before being sent to the twisted auctions," end quote. The UN Special Representative on Sexual Violence in Conflict has said. That's right from the United Nations, friends. Don't hear much about that, do we? America needs to wake up. I hope Americans wake up soon to the insanity of letting thousands of Islamic refugees into the country. European countries who have let this go on unchecked are now experiencing increased violence against women. Consider some of the statistics. Sweden. It was only in the 90s that Sweden was once a peaceful, low-crime country. Sweden has 9.5 million people total. And they began letting in thousands of refugees. Last year, they let in 163,000 asylum seekers, and they're expected to let in 140 more this year. However, there's major pressure on the government to reevaluate the policy. Why? Because rapes have increased 1,500%. Meanwhile, at least 26 German women were sexually assaulted by Muslim immigrants at a free concert Sunday in Germany. This is a while back. Attacks, the Daily Mail described as similar to those carried out in Cologne on New Year's Eve. What happened on Cologne on New Year's Eve? 500 German women were sexually assaulted on New Year's Eve in Cologne and several other cities across Germany. Islam is not a religion that has any respect for women, and particularly non-Islamic women. Now, you can keep it running, but I didn't want this in print, though it'll be heard, and you can check it out. It's true. On June 2nd of this year, 2016, a five-year-old special needs girl was playing outside her apartment house in Twin Falls, Idaho. She was taken at knife point. Three Muslim boys, 13, 9, and 8, stripped her naked, assaulted her, and urinated in her mouth. They videotaped the incident. Police were called, but did not arrive until 2.5 hours later. They confiscated the video and tried to hide the evidence and didn't want people to know. Two Middle Eastern young men threatened the family with violence if they pursued matters legally. A 13-year-old girl was assaulted by a Syrian refugee at Lowell, Massachusetts pool. Colorado Springs, there was some noise outside. There were some men fighting, so an elderly lady came out and intervened to try and stop the fight. It seemed that things got calmed down. They invited her into their apartment for what she thought was lemonade. She was drugged. She was beaten up. She was sexually molested and stabbed in numerous ways. And the police department in Colorado Springs still does not want to release all that they did to this elderly lady. America, we need to watch out for our wives and for our children. Make sure they're trying to be on, and ladies, when you're going through your cars and that sort of things, I'm not trying to instill fear in you, but use good sense. If somebody's wandering around and in the parking lot back and forth and you're the only one there, wait till somebody else comes and then walk with them to your car. If you feel uncomfortable in a certain place, get on your cell phone. Try and have somebody on your cell phone. Talk on your cell phone. It isn't business as usual anymore, particularly, and again, I go back to this, and this is my opinion. You have to do what you're going to do. While I'm not particularly happy with any candidate that's running, I know that I'm not voting for the female candidate because she wants to let 500,000 more Syrian refugees unvetted into. So you don't know who they are. You don't know what they are. And if you think that all is going to be well, see, what I'm for is establishing zones where it's safe zones for them in their own countries. And providing the troops so that they have the safe zones. I'm pretty much out of time, but take your violent verses in the Quran, if you would. And we'll open that. And 13 doctrines of radical Islam and ISIS on the inside cover. Number one, you can rape, marry, and divorce prepubescent girls. Number two, you can enslave for sex and work. Number three, you can beat the slaves. Work the slaves and wives. In Milwaukee ourselves, one man was upset because his wife disobeyed him, so he gouged out her eyes. Fortunately, in our legal system, he was charged with that. But if he was in some Islamic areas, in some Islamic countries, they don't think anything of it. Number four, you will need four Muslim male witnesses to prove that you've been raped. Kill Jews and Christians if they do not convert to Islam or pay. Remember I talking to you about that tax? If they don't pay tax, crucify and amputate non-Muslims. Seven, you will kill non-Muslims to receive 72 virgins in heaven. And then the Quran verse is given there. You will kill anyone who leaves Islam. You will behead non-Muslims. You will kill and be killed for Allah. You will terrorize non-Muslims, steal from non-Muslims, lie to strengthen Islam. Muhammad, the false prophet, took women slaves whom your right hand possess, in addition to his wives, to have sex. Turn to the back page. What does the Quran say about women? Well, you can read a bunch of them there. And then the last picture today is Female Sex Slave Market Day. Today it is the market of what your right hand possess. Today is distribution day. The one who memorized the most verses of the Quran got his choice of female slaves. Now, I haven't even gotten into, Melissa, would you go and tell them that we're going to be down a little bit early to eat? I haven't even gotten into the issue of slave boys. There is plenty of evidence that if you own a slave boy, that a male can sodomize slave boys as well. The Taliban are really big into that. And it's not uncommon for a slave boy, before they send him out on a suicide mission, to be molested like that before he goes. I'm very thankful that I'm a believer. But we need to stand up every opportunity we get and not buy the false rhetoric that's being promoted today about Islam being a religion of peace and tolerance, because it is a lie. Yesterday, I laid the foundation and told you about the early years of Islam, and we could talk about the Crusades and the bloody battles there when they tried to free Jerusalem from the Islamic influence and all the things that were there. And I'm not for the Catholic Crusades, because the Catholic Crusades wiped out whole cities of Christians and Waldensians, where I've been there too. But I'm just telling you, if anybody tells you that Islam is a religion of peace and tolerance, they do not know their history. And so just be very cautious. They're going to be promoting that rhetoric in the public schools, and expect to be criticized if you stand up to tell what Islam really is. But you know what? You need to be salt and light in the culture and let people know what Islam really is. Our poor policemen, many of the police departments, you can't even write down when a radical Islamist does something like that. The federal government won't let you deport them. They don't even or won't let you deport them. There's all kinds of things that are going on in our culture, and the trouble is that many times these things are tried to be covered up, because there's major Middle East sex trafficking right here in Oak Creek, right here in Milwaukee, right here in Racine. We're a hotbed of all that stuff. In slavery, and the slaves in the home, if not necessarily sexual slaves, but they come here, they're kept captive in the home to clean and to cook and to do a lot of those things. But there's a lot of them involved in sexual slavery. But they all want to keep it hush-hush, because if Americans really knew what was going on in the country, they would be up at arms. And I'm telling you, I agree with Newt Gingrich There ought to be a test of Sharia law. If somebody believes in Sharia law, they shouldn't be let into this country because it contradicts our United States Constitution. But the problem is if we get liberal Supreme Court justices in this land, you watch. Sharia law will start becoming a part of court decisions in the United States of America. Sorry I had to put you through that, but you need to know what's going on.